Economic development is the biggest ticket item on the list of new mandated services to be delivered by regional service commissions in New Brunswick. As part of Minister Danielle Allain's local government reform plan, commissions such as the Southeast Regional Service Commission will expand the number of services they provide and which municipalities like the town of Tantramar are required to pay for. Currently, the Southeast Regional Service Commission operates Eco 360 and Plan 360, handling garbage disposal and planning services for the municipalities in the region. But as of 2023, the commission will expand to include regional economic development, social and community development, regional transportation, tourism, and regional recreation infrastructure. Last week, Chief Financial Officer Stephanie Thorne presented the commission's draft budget for 2023, including an additional $1.5 million as a starter allocation for the new mandated services. The town of Tantramar portion of those costs will be about $59,000 in 2023, but that cost is expected to grow considerably in future once the new services are defined and start delivering.
It's a prudent budget. We didn't want to jump all in on the new mandated services. We really want to take this year to build strategies and figure out where the gaps are that we can fill.
Unlike the town of Tantramar, where staff have provided information for but not been involved in the drafting of a 2023 budget for the amalgamated municipality, Thorne and the commission executive have written their own draft budget to be approved by the province.
I will say that as the province releases more information, this budget is a draft and is likely to change slightly over the next couple of weeks before we do submit it to the province. And with my wording with that, the board will not be approving this budget, kind of the same as your council won't be approving your budgets. This will be presented by our facilitator to the minister and approved at that level.
The most expensive new item is regional economic development, clocking in at $700,000 in contributions from member municipalities. Tantramar's share is just shy of $30,000. The existing economic development corporation for Moncton, Riverview, and Dieppe, called 3 Plus Corporation, will be subsumed into a new organization to serve the entire Southeast region, tentatively called Economic Development 360. Currently, the three cities pay about $400,000 to run 3 Plus Corporation, and the Southeast Regional Service Commission prorated that across the larger region to come up with a total figure of $700,000. That amount includes hiring at least one director and one consultant to help create the new Economic Development 360 organization. The next highest new budget item for the commission is in social and community development, for which municipalities will contribute about half as much as they will for economic development. The commission will hire one director and two coordinators for social and community development, as well as a consultant to help it develop a strategy for 2024 and beyond. Three more services will share a single new director to be hired in 2023: regional transportation, regional recreation infrastructure, and tourism. Tantramar's contributions to all three add up to about $13,000. All in all, the commission plans to hire three new directors, two new coordinators, one specialist, and then spend about $160,000 on consultants to help with strategy development in 2023. It's already created a new CEO position and hired the former head of solid waste at Eco 360, Roland LeBlanc, to fill that role. Thorne told council last week that the commission has been hosting working groups over the past few months to help come up with this budget.
Our approach for the new mandated services was one of listening rather than trying to jump in and figure it out all on our own. So we created working groups for each of the new services. I think some of your admin staff sat in on some of those working groups. We had over 100 meetings between May and June, which was a feat that none of us thought we could do, but we did it. It was a lot of listening and a lot of learning and really helpful to understand the gaps that are out there. And it was very eye-opening to see groups that are working in the same sector who have never met before and have never talked. So duplication of services was happening.
Thorne didn't provide examples of duplicated services, but did acknowledge that in many cases, the commission need not reinvent the wheel.
What came out of those meetings was a lot of suggestions on how we can approach this. It was said to us over and over again that we really need to build on the existing assets because great work is being done by so many different groups in all of these areas that we don't need to go and reinvent the wheel. We can use what's there, and they were more than willing to help us to create a more strategic approach.
A number of counselors had questions for Thorne after her presentation, including Sabina Dietz, who wondered about the size of the $1.5 million budget for the five new mandated services and how much is it expected to grow after this year.
I was in some ways surprised how small the amounts are from the various, from Tantramar in the case, but from others as well, mm-hmm. in the full budget. And so assuming that this will only increase over time as, well, there's a baseline. What yes. is the baseline? And it may be higher than what it currently is
right.
if you've budgeted. So there's a lot of changes coming in the next couple of years. And that's, I assume that's expected.
Yes, that is expected. We really wanted to put the work in to make sure that we're not just asking members for a bunch of money right off when we don't know what we're going to do with it and we don't have a plan. When we can take the year to really build a strategy, the 2024 budget will look much different from this, and I'll be able to really tell you where the money is going.
Dietz also asked about representation on the various steering committees that will be overseeing these new services.
The staff will be absolutely informed, but with your mayor sitting on the board, that's where the decision-making comes in. We come with recommendations of what needs to happen based on the stakeholders that are sitting on those committees, from industry, from the community, not-for-profit groups, from our staff, and then I'm sure that we will reach out to any staff members within the municipalities that may be vital sitting on that, but your mayor really has the say by sitting on that board.
So just to clarify, because that sounds to me that this is an input that is one removed from the community. So let's just take, for example, economic development. Currently, it's done within the community, determined by the community, determined by councillors, by staff, mm-hmm. et cetera, by stakeholders within this community. But what it'll do is there will be stakeholders who may or may not include folks from down here. There may be staff from down here or not, doesn't matter, but the only person that's the link to the community is the mayor at the decision-making level.
Right.
Okay, just for clarification.
But I don't know for sure that is 100% true. I know that the committees have not been formed, and there will be discussion at the board level of who to include. I know that our executive committee, as well as our nominating committee, really puts a lot of effort into which board members should sit on those committees so that they can have a say for their community. We always try to have one rural, one urban, like really to make sure that there's a broad range of who sits on those committees so that we're gathering information from all stakeholders. So economic development happening at your community level will still happen at your community level, but your mayor will be involved in any decision making for regional economic development.
That's Southeast Regional Development Commission Chief Financial Officer Stephanie Thorne speaking to Sackville Town Council last week.